Did you see that young man dancing up here? Mary, you missed it. Mary, you missed it. Mary, you missed it. Didn't she? You missed him dancing. Oh, so because she couldn't find a parking place, she missed your dancing.
I know it.
You'll have to dance when you get home.
All right, now.
Isn't it wonderful when we join our voices together and feel that energy lifting? Yes or no?
Yes.
Ruthie's sitting awful quiet. Did you feel that, Ruthie? Oh, what a good life we have, huh? And the young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us tonight... I think when she walked into our little church a few years ago, it just felt home to her. And she's never left us. And she just sees what she can do around here to make everything better. She jumps on the books and on the computer, and she's just doing a bit of everything, huh, Janie?
Yes, she does.
Yes, if you want to know anything, ask her. She's got all the answers to everything. And she is determined that she's going to share her heart and her soul and her work on earth with God. And where's God? Wherever love is. So share her thoughts with us tonight. And that's our Kimberly. Our Kimberly. Woo!
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
You guys see me? I can hide from you guys over in that corner. Can you see me okay?
No.
Wait, want me to move it?
Yeah. Yes.
You want me to just hold it?
Sure. I'm really not going to hide you, Millie. There you go.
Julio won't complain if me
or I. He'll complain. Everyone else will. I'll complain.
But he wants to look at
yeah. So, you know, what's fun about talking on Wednesday nights is, you know, it's you got to really bring your heart here, and this it's so casual here, you know, that you just get to talk from your heart. And tonight I want to talk to you about opportunity. So what is the definition of opportunity? A favorable or advantageous circumstance or combination of circumstances, a chance for progress or advancement. So, you know, most of us look at the word opportunity when we hear the word, we think, oh, something positive is going to happen, right? That's what you think it is, right? Usually opportunities come to you, but you know, I kind of want to look at that, you know, every day when we wake up, we have an opportunity to walk our path, to change our path, to make something happen for ourselves. We're supposed to be the ones going out there and taking that opportunity, not letting it come to us. Why put it out into someone else's hands, right? Like, you can have the control over what opportunities you have. So, a lot of times we can think that opportunities happen in our life, and you might think of things that are negative happening in your life, or trials, tribulations, you know, challenges, whatever that might be. Have any of you looked at those as opportunities for yourself? I mean, it's kind of hard, isn't it, to look at it as an opportunity? Because while you're going through it, it certainly does not feel like an opportunity at all. So looking at the word opportunity in all ways, no matter what, every single moment of your life is an opportunity. And as I was thinking about this word, because this word has been coming up for me for weeks, and it's kind of like I always say when I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about, the angels just put it in my face. And I have to say, I'm really proud of myself this time, because this time they didn't have to shove it down my throat like they usually do. I kind of started getting the clues. And when I'd ask for confirmation, they'd come subtly. And so I've taken the opportunity for myself to not have to take the angels. I have to take the frying pan. I got a strong mind. I'm strong-willed. And sometimes it just takes them a lot to get through to me. And I'm just learning to relax into that and listen. Because life has been so much easier if I take the opportunity of listening to them from the beginning than from the end. So I want you to think about, too, you know, when we wallow into those negativity things that are going in, we put that into our mind, right? We kind of put it into our soul. You want to think about it. We're putting it into our DNA's, our soul's DNA. And we can possibly be carrying that forward into the next lifetime. And why do you want to carry anything that's going on with you right now that you might not be happy with? Why do you want to carry that forward? Why not look at this as an opportunity to heal from this experience and learn from this lesson so that you can be stronger and carry that, the strength, forward in the next lifetime? So I want to present to you of let your opportunities, your challenges be those opportunities for yourself. All challenges can be an opportunity. If you feel like it's not, if right now you're going through a challenge, try to see if you can find that opportunity in it. It might be really hard. It might be like you might think you're stretching it, right? But that is an opportunity because you're starting to see the light and you're changing your mindset so you can start seeing the positive outcome of something and you can start seeing that light at the end. So Thomas Edison says, opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. It's true, huh? Doesn't it seem like, oh, there's a lot of work there? So, you know, when you wake up, you have an opportunity to change your path. So I get these daily inspirations. You guys ever heard of Seaside Center in Encinitas? The Reverend there, Christian Sorensen. So this is my last confirmation of knowing to talk about this, because his daily inspiration the other day was opportunity. So this is what he said. Every crisis is an opportunity in disguise. Begin by accepting what is, then look clearly at what was. Look boldly at the worst scenario and imagine what might have been. Between the poles, there is a world of possibilities. Trust that good will come of every crisis and that you are strong enough to meet the challenge. And I loved how he summarized that. Isn't that pretty amazing? How he just, there I am thinking about it, not putting it into those words exactly, but then I read this and I was so excited. I was like, Lori, look it! Because I was like, wow, this is confirmation, you know? Like, I don't know of any of you, but I get so excited when, as I call them, God stories show up for me, because it's like, wow, just you're on your path and how the angels will stick so many things along the way just so you know that they're there. And you can see that. I'm trying to look at every opportunity. And, you know, my biggest challenge right now is wanting a new opportunity with work. And I've just finally kind of succumbed to it. And I've been saying my own little affirmation and I've noticed things really shifting. And I've been really restless at work. It's been really boring for me. And I just have kind of like, well, whatever. And I am not a whatever. I just go in. I've been, you know, trying to relax and into it. And it just, things are shifting differently for me. And I see other opportunities coming my way because I'm open to it. I'm looking. I'm making the time for myself to have those opportunities so I can go into a different position or into a different job because I'm quieting my mind. And I know that what I've learned by being there these last 15 years is that I am committed to a lot of things. I had to prove to myself that I can be committed to something for a long time. And that commitment should have been gone a long time ago because there's been a lot of things at that place. However, it was a lesson I needed to learn. And I now see that because, you know, I really believe we don't move on from things until it's time. And I think I'm ready for it. I think I was scared of moving on from it. But now I'm kind of like, whatever angels you bring my way, I'm really open to the possibilities. And I'm open to the opportunities. I'm saying, universe, I'm open to the opportunities. I'm open to the challenges that might be ahead as well. And it's kind of exciting because, you know, I think about it. Every time I go through something, the angels give me this opportunity to learn and help you all learn and share a little bit. So as Millie will say, me doing my God work and being here, you know, on the board, but most importantly, I'm doing my spiritual work here and becoming a reverend here. And that's exciting for me. And all these things that happen in my life are my opportunities to get closer to God and the angels and to spirit and just really be a worker for God. So some synonyms of, it's like saying cinnamon, but I guess like I never get, like if you say it fast, so most of you probably know what that means, but it's a word having the same or nearly the same meaning as in an. So some of them are occasion, opening, chance, break. So let's talk about a few of these. So chance is similar to opportunity. Are you taking a chance on yourself? Think about that every day. Are you taking a chance on yourself? By taking a chance on yourself, you're giving yourself an opportunity. Can you kind of see that a little bit differently? Opening. Are you open? Are you open in your heart? Are you open to receiving? Sometimes that's really hard for a lot of us, is to be open to receiving. Or a lot of us are really good at giving, right? But are you open to receiving? That's an opportunity. In order for the angels to help you along, you have to be able to receive what they're trying to give you, right? Because if you're not open to that, how can they give it to you? Event. So what events in your life are happening or do you want to happen to create those next events in your life? Again, there's an opportunity and an event. Being here tonight, there's an opportunity to meet somebody new, right? That could change your world, could say one thing to you and make the difference in so many ways. I know it has for me in many times and when I really needed a place. So maybe going to the movies. Maureen just shared with me going to a concert. Really showed her something and changed some things for her. That's amazing. She went to an event. She had an opportunity for the angels to show her something about herself. That's pretty amazing. And she probably didn't look at it from that perspective, but excuse. So in that daily inspiration, the reflection, what is the opportunity in this crisis for you to do, be, think, act, or live differently? What is your excuse? Is it to move on or is it just to keep making excuses so that you can't see that opportunity or do those things for yourself? Freedom. I like that word. Freedom! Right? So, just being free with who you are as a person and being okay with who you are as a person is the best, I think, is probably the most powerful word there is being free with who you are and accepting who you are. Because we look for everyone else to accept us. A lot of times we do as children. Children grow up, they want the acceptance from the parents or their peers. And even as adults, we tend to want acceptance from either friends or family or you know, we just want to prove ourselves. But what are you proving to yourself? Are you taking that opportunity to be free with who you are? Because everyone's light inside of them is God. So why would you worry about it being something else for someone else, because you each are perfect in the way that you are. It might not feel like it at the moment, but if you think about how perfect you are, isn't that kind of freeing to know that you're here on this walk doing your God work every day? And you might not realize it, but we are, by being here, you're living your lesson and you're doing your God work every day that you exist. Hope. So by hoping that things will be different for us or happier or whatever they might be for us, that's giving yourself the opportunity as well. Moment. Are you living in the moment? Or are you just looking for that moment to find you? You got to ask yourself, where do you want to be in that path? Do you want to be looking for your moments? Or are you just going to wait for the moments to happen for you? Space. Are you creating space in your life for opportunities? Example for me, I spring cleaned my room this weekend and I got rid of a lot of stuff, but it wasn't until my friend said, "Do you realize you just made room for other things to come in your life?" Because I was like, I never thought about that. But, you know, I created the space, cleaned it out, and I created an opportunity for myself. It's amazing how just these little tiny things give us the opportunity. Time. Do you give yourself time? One thing I have been really learning this last few months is giving myself time. Look, Christine is smiling at me because she knows. Having time for myself so I can be in that quiet space, so I can hear myself, so I can hear the angels. And by doing that and kind of making my priorities for me first and taking care of myself, I've really relaxed into that. So I've given myself the opportunity to start listening to my angels. And that is huge for me. Not that I'm not listening anyway, but so you know how, you know, when you're listening for yourself, I think is so hard. Does anyone else have that issue? Because I don't think I'm the only one. Connection. Are you feeling connected to yourself? Are you connecting to the divine to God, to your spirituality? Are you just making that connection? Are you connecting your soul and your physical? Because it's really important that those work in unison with each other. So, you know, some words, though, that are opposite of opportunity is closure. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? So once there's an opportunity and things that happen in your life, you can have closure to a lot of other things if you let some things go. And that to me is kind of amazing that that would be the opposite of opportunity, but it kind of gives you closure to one chapter and on to the next, which is kind of exciting if you think about it. Reality. Successful people are always looking for opportunities to help others. Unsuccessful people are always asking, what's in it for me? That is kind of the reality. But, you know, and I think some of that's our human aspect. I don't think it's necessarily wrong all the time, but if you're always in that mindset, then you're just too busy wondering what you're getting out of things. And you need to look at what you're receiving and what you're giving, not what you're getting, receiving and giving. And I think if you change how you look at a lot of those things, you'll see a lot of different opportunities happen for yourself as well. And another word that's opposite of opportunity is truth. So in your opportunities, you find truth. You find truth within yourself. You find truth in the people around you. You find truth in the things around you. I mean, because you're looking. You're looking for that aspect of yourself. You're looking for the opportunity for the universe to show you all those things that you've been asking for. It's just getting quiet for a minute so that you can see it. So there's an affirmation that in his spiritual daily inspiration, he had an affirmation. And the affirmation is, I know that I face the challenge with spirit at my side. I accept it as an opportunity to go deeper, build more faith, and become even stronger in who I am and what I know. So if you're saying that, you want me to repeat that again?
Yes, please.
So the affirmation is, I know that I face this challenge with spirit at my side. I accept it as an opportunity to go deeper, build more faith, and become even stronger in who I am and what I know. That, I mean, saying that to yourself over and over, you're telling the universe, I'm open for receiving, I'm ready for my life to happen, however that might be. We're still going to go through our challenges. And I don't like to call them so much trials because they're really challenges, right? It can feel like a trial if you're in it, you know, especially if you're going through financial stuff or maybe you just had a lot of deaths in the family and it's hard even though we're in this thought pattern when you lose someone or you know they're ready to cross over. It's really hard because it's hearing their voice, hearing their laughter, hearing just smelling them, hugging them, whatever that is. You don't have that physical here even though you know that they're on the free side helping you. So they took their opportunity because it was their time so they can go to free and help you while you're here in the body. But you have to think about them. You know, you have to ask them. It's kind of amazing if you think about it. Like for Mary, I always see Chewy around Mary, and he's always helping her. But she wants him to help her. So it's kind of like you've got to look at those opportunities, you know, as everyone around you. Even if you had a grandfather or a grandmother or your father or your mother who is in spirit, and maybe they weren't so nice to you, but they're love when they're in spirit. And so they have an opportunity to make things right and to help you out. So wouldn't you want to kind of give them that opportunity to make things right for you or to help you out? Because they're just in a love space. And it can be hard to wrap your head around that, but in the long run, if you look at life constantly, every minute you wake up, you look at the opportunities you might have today. Like you were able to get in your car and get to work. You had an opportunity, right? Your legs carried you. You had the opportunity for your legs to work. You had the opportunity for you to breathe. There's so much opportunity in our daily lives. If we just start looking at that, it'll start creating that positive effect for yourself. And you'll start to see life open up and blossom for you. So I challenge you guys to really look at your life differently when you wake up tomorrow or when you go home tonight and just ask Spirit to really help you with it. And if anybody wants the affirmation, you can see me afterwards. But I really appreciate you giving me this time and have a good evening.
Yes, life's an opportunity. So we got to make the best of it while we're still here, huh? Life is an opportunity. Life on the earth plane. Chance to grow, huh?